This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala al-mabuthi rahmatil alameen, nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. Amma ba'd, al-yawm 29 min shahri rabi'i thani 1444 الموافق ل 24 من شهر نوفمبر 2022 واصل درسنا في هذا الكتاب المبارك كتاب الله عز وجل أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك فينا وفيما نتعلمه وأن يغفر لنا الزلات ويرفع قدر ابن كثير ويرفع درجته في العليين. So today inshallah we will continue from where we stopped last time. And I guess it should be the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْكُمْ مِمَّا إِمَّهِينَ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ إِلَىٰ قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he talked about the previous nations who disobeyed him, and he destroyed all of those that disobedient, and so now he talks to us, reminding us about some of his blessings and the ni'mah that he bestowed upon us, starting from the beginning. Allah says, "Alam nakhluqukum min ma'in mahin." Didn't we create you from al-ma'ul mahin? Mahin, because it is the water that not good in the way it looks. Nobody appreciates looking at it. And also, yani, maheen, something maheen is disrespected, humiliated. You know, if you look at the water and the way it is humiliated. So, and it is also weak. Maheen means something that is so weak. Allah says the creation of human beings started from that moment. Lam nakhluqukum min ma'in mahin, and he's referring to the sperm, the mani of the parent, both male and the female. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we put the human being, the creation, in a very firm and established a place. Qarar, here he's referring to the rahim. Okay? أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ إِلَىٰ قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in the rahim, the rahim of the mother, states إِلَىٰ قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ, until the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted. قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ, this is the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed for the person to stay in the womb. The norm is 9 months. Yeah, the norm is 9 months. In the past, people used to believe that a person can exceed also. They have some circumstances, it's a rare cases, where a person exceeded the time. The doctors nowadays don't agree with this. They call this khurafat and the storytellings. Yeah, up to date. When you read from the doctors who are speaking today, you rarely find somebody who accepts the statement of the fuqaha that it is possible for a child to exceed 9 months. You get an idea. But wallahu alam, I don't know up to date why this huge rejection and being aggressive, you know, on this matter. Because if you're talking about growing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is given ability for the child to grow. And he can stop that growing process. And Everyone believes in that. And is there any text that says the child cannot exceed this? I couldn't find anything to support the opinion. And when you talk to the fuqaha, almost every month have limitation for the pregnancy to reach that moment. And to them, these are facts that a child can exceed this moment. And you have some other narrations also to support this, although the science nowadays is still in the form of disbelief. Yeah, we don't care about the science because many things also were not accepted by the science, but later they accept. Yeah, now they don't accept, but later they came and accepted. Yeah, so we believe that when the scholars in the past, they said it is possible, we go with that. Right? So Ibn Thamin says the one who granted the child ability to grow in the womb, he has also ability and the power to stop that growing process from continuing, right? So it is continuous now, but he does have a process, ability and the power to stop it from growing. So Allah says, فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارِ مَكِينٍ. We put it in the Qarar al-Makin. This is the Rahim. As last time I mentioned, it's a very, very, very strong place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the child in as a protection for the child. Get a strong place to protect the child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. Right? Protection on top of protection. In that water, Jidar Rahim, and that also the skin that is covering the child. You know, so many things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put, you know, inside the womb as a protection for the child. So this itself deserves, you know, appreciation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us so that we can appreciate that which He is doing for us. If you remember last time we said, some of the scholars believe that if a child is in the form of the stage of the sperm, still cannot be aborted. You know, and one of the evidences is this, because they said he is there bija'alillahi azza wa jalla. The child is there in the womb because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him in that place. قَالَ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ إِلَىٰ قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Up to the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to take him, wanted him to stay, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring him out. قَالَ ثُمَّ نُخْرِجُكُمْ خَلْقًا أَخْرٍ. I'm sorry. ثُمَّ نُخْرِجُكُمْ طِفْلًا. And then we'll bring you out of the womb of your mothers as أطفال. Babies. SubhanAllah. وَنُقِرُّ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ مَا نَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. It says مَا نَشَاءُ, whatever we want. That's where you find the creation of human beings. It's coming in different ways. Some of them, most will come a complete form, and some of them efficient, and some of them having this and that. And so many things are taking place. So Allah SWT says, He says that ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَهُ خَلْقًا أَخْرَ, after the flesh, and then we create him as another form of creature. ثُمَّ نُخْرِجُكُمْ طِفْلًا, and then Allah SWT will bring it out after finishing that appointed term that Allah SWT to prescribe for it. قَالَ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ إِلَىٰ قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ فَقَدَرْنَا أَوْ فَقَدَّرْنَا. Both are riwayat al-qira'at. You know, some scholars said they share the same meaning. قَدَرْنَا and قَدَّرْنَا, the same meaning. If you read it as قَدَرْنَا, it's referring to ability. We are able to do all of that which we have told you. We have the power to do it, and it's actually nothing with us. قَدَّرْنَا أَيْ تَقْدِيرِ الْخَلْقِ. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fixed the features of that human being, the time he will be spending on earth, you know, his life, his wealth, his amal, and everything. The decree concerning that fetus. So both are supposed to be adopted when talking about the ayah. The ability is there, the power is there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let the child comes out in that measurement, qadr al-ma'lum. Allah says, فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُ. You know, blessed is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-qadir, ala kulli shay. It's a good idea. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one who has the ability to do it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praise Himself for having this power and ability, you know, to create human beings and to bring them in the way we see them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this for us to reflect. Maybe this will be, inshallah, the best way for a person to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come back to his consciousness. But unfortunately, not everyone is doing it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Imma shakara wa imma kafura. We created him and we brought him out, and then we gave him the choice and the option to choose either way he wanted. So he becomes imma shakir or imma kafur. Either the person who is shakir obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and respects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or imma kafura, or somebody who disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wail on that day is on those people who rejected the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are referring to the kafur. When he came out of the womb, rather than instead of appreciating, but he does go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا أَحْيَاءً وَأَمْوَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ شَامِخَاتٍ وَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمْ مَاءً فُرَاتًا. This is another ni'mah also that needs our attention and reflection. Last month after he brought us out, he decreed that we're going to be living on earth. This is the place where we get our sustenance, right? So we do our business, we live on earth, so we need to be comforted, you know, living on earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us about this ni'mah. He says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا وَالْكَفْتُهُ ضَمُّ الشَّيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the earth to be the place الَّذِي يُكِنُّنَا. It's like the place where you build houses, and the comfortable place for the living of the human beings, wa amwata. That's why he said, ahya'an wa amwata. You know, the surface of the earth is the, assalamu alaikum. Please, if you can help us to reduce your voice. Please reduce your voice, please. Sorry, we have class every day after Asr. So if you need to have conversation, I think the other classes are open. Inshallah. Thank you very much. So he says, فَقَدَّنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, didn't we make the earth comfortable place for them to exist? Right? Which is suitable for the living ones and for the dead one also. Batin al-Ard for the dead ones, and Zahir al-Ard for the living ones. So who is making this for us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A comfortable place for us to live. I heard somebody who was explaining this solar system, even the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the earth, you know, subhanAllah, is quite interesting, because if it is not, placed in that place where it is, the earth is going to be either too hot or too cold. So he makes us to be protected by other planets before we reach the sun and before we reach the moon. So when the cold comes, it will be moderate. And when the hot also comes, you know, the high temperature comes also, it will be moderate. You know, this is what human beings, you know, amongst our scientists, you know, were able to see. You know, what is hidden from us of the manafi and the benefit of being on earth is far greater than what we are witnessing. So it's enough for us to have the earth not moving, not shaking. Although we believe it is moving, you know, even some make mistake and say that it is the only thing that is moving, the sun is not moving, but both are moving. And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam supported this, and the Quran says both are moving. So, but you don't feel it. You live on earth, you don't feel it. Imagine the earth is going to shake and go around and you feel that one. How do you survive on it? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it firmly established in the way you don't even feel the movement. So that's why he said, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا. Kifata means a comfortable place for the existence and the living of the human beings. When they die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the batin, the inner part of the earth, you know, to be the best and the most suitable place for the dead ones. قَالَ أَحْيَاءً وَأَمْوَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ شَامِخَاتٍ وَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمْ مَاءً فُرَاتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we also, جَعَلْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ, we make the mountains as a peg, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادَ, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادَ وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادَ. You know, mihada means flat. Yeah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished, it would never be like that. And imagine a life in this situation. Go down, I have to come up, you know. All of those holes are going to be there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make it like that. In the way most of us will be thinking that the earth is flat and is not kurawiyya. You know the debate, right? Whether it is kurawiyya or is not kurawiyya. It's just a flatten. Yeah, because you, no matter how much you travel, you see the flat place. Yeah. You never see the end of the earth, whereby you know you can understand that, yes, the earth is curved. Except those people who go to the space, they can tell me something different because they see different things. So, Allahu Alam. So, all of these is bija'alillahi azza wa jalla rahmatan bina wa lutfan li'ibadihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making the earth as the most comfortable place for the life of humankind. So he says, وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ شَامِخَاتٍ وَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمْ مَأَنْفَرَاتٍ. So he make the mountains as a peg. So those are the ones that are stopping the earth from moving. So the mountains are not there for no reason, you know. They are there for a reason, for wisdom, for the benefit of humankind. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created and he placed on earth, it is for the benefit of humankind. وَالَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. He said, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. So all of these things are made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. سَخَّرْهَا لَنَا, you know, جَمِيعًا, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ شَامِخَاتٍ وَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمْ مَاءً فُرَاتًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave us the water that is fresh for our survival. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, he will make the water to be ujaj, salt. Nobody can be able to drink it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us both for the benefit of human beings. You have the water that is milh, you have the water that is furat. You see, هذا أذن فرات وهذا ملح وجاج. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make the water like that. You know? Imagine, how do we survive? Even that one will not satisfy a person who is thirsty. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave you the mountains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the earth in that way and puts the mountain to stop it from moving. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the rain for our survival. You know, as the key to our existence, right? In terms of life, you need water to live. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Hey, there is no way for a person to survive without having the water. You need the water for you to live on and survive. So that's one of the greatest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us. The one that is greater than that, we're not talking about the spiritual one. The greatest ni'mah is Islam. But in terms of life, you know, sustenance, you know, the greatest one is the air we're breathing, because you can't live without habit. You can survive not drinking water for maybe 3 days, you know. You can survive not eating food for 40 days or even more than that. If you are taking Zamzam, go for more than that. But you cannot survive without breathing. You cannot survive without drinking water. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it very cheap and very easy for us to get it. قَالَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ الشَّامِخَاتٍ أَيْ جِبَالِ عَالِيَاتٍ high mountains. وَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمْ مَاءً فُرَاتًا وَيْلٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Subhanallah. With all of these, you know, ni'mah and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, still you have some people who will not accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because wallahi, if you're within your consciousness, just by looking at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is treating us, you know that yes, he deserves our appreciation and our worship. So these ni'am, we're going to be questioned about them and how do we deal with them when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. That's why he says, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Wail, woe unto those people who reject in the night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم قال الله عز وجل انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم به تكذبون. So now Allah SWT is talking about that day. He had been saying ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. On the day of judgment, definitely if you want to see somebody who's in trouble, look at somebody who denies and rejects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the day of judgment, they will be told by Allah, انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم به تكذبون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them, go to that which you used to reject. The day of judgment, right? Hell and the trauma, the hardship. Allah will tell them, okay, you have to go to that place. So they used to deny the existence of Jannah. They used to deny the existence of the day of judgment itself, actually, which has so many things inside it. Jannah, Nar, you know. So since they deny the existence of the day of judgment, their punishment on that day is to be taken to hell. Allah says, "Intaliqu ila ma kuntu bihi tukadibun." So not everything they rejected, Allah SWT is going to give them that, because they also rejected Jannah. They will not be given the Jannah, they will be given the opposite. That's why he specified the place where he is talking about here. He says, "Intaliqu ila dhillin dhi thalathi shu'ab." Go to a dhillin. Dhillin is the shadow. Dhi thalathi shu'ab, the one that has three branches. Even the way it looks is so scary, you know. Well, the shadow, when it goes up and it separated itself, it has three branches. So when you see the branches and the shadow, you expect what? Ni'mah. Because whenever you see a shadow, you expect ni'mah. Blessing. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained how, what is the nature of this dhil. He said, لَا ظَلِيلٍ وَلَا يُغْنِي مِنَ اللَّهَبِ. He will not cover them from the heat and the high temperature of the sun. وَلَا يُغْنِي مِنَ اللَّهَبِ. And he will not protect them also from the flames of the fire. So it's useless. It's just there to scare the people who are in Jahannam and those other people who are supposed to be taken to Jahannam. So Allah salamu alayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّهَا تَرْمِي بِشَرَرٍ كَالْقَصْرِ. You will see hell throwing and casting sharar. Sharar is the inside the spark of the fire that you see. So this one, when the fire, the hellfire, cast them out of it. You see each one of them. You know the one we see is very small, right? But the one in the day of judgment, you know, on the day of judgment inside the hellfire, Allah says, "Tarmi bi sharadin kal qasr." They are those. Each one of them is like a castle. Subhanallah. It's like huge, you know, palace. Like huge house. A castle is a big house. It's a building. It's like huge building. إِنَّهَا تَرْمِي بِشَرٍ كَالْقَصْرِ كَأَنَّهُ جِمَالَاتٌ سُفْرٍ. And those qasr, they look like, you see that, according to most of the interpretation, it goes to جمالات جمال. It's like camels that are yellow. Some scholars say سُفْر is referring to sawad. Black camels. Imagine a smoke like this. Yellow that is inclined toward black, mixed with the black color. And some of them said, no, it's just like the, you know, that the rope, they tie the thing on the safina, the sufun, those things that are, forgot the name in Arabic or English, the thing that is moving the ship. In the past, they don't have the engines, they have those curtains. Yeah, I forgot the name. The sails, right. Yeah, so they have the rope to tie them. So when you see them up, some scholars said Allah SWT is describing the spark that is coming from hell, like those things that you see on top of the ships. But the closest meaning, Wallahu alam, is that it's referring to the camels. And nahu jimalatam suf, is they look exactly like red and yellow camel or black camels. So for sure, this is very, very scary thing. It's Allah salam wa afiya. Allah says, إِنَّهَا تَرْمِي بِشَرَرٍ كَالْقَصْرِ كَأَنَّهُ جِمَالَاتٌ سُفُرٌ وَيْلٌ يَوْمِئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. You Allah. You have a place like this, which, you know, is so scary. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us see the fire, you will see it having the smoke which will go up and create three branches. And it will be throwing the spark, the fire, everywhere. You know? And you will see that the pieces of that that spark is so big as huge castles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَيْذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you want to see a real loser, see the one who rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَذَا يَوْمُ لَا يَنْتِقُونَ. And this is the day in which nobody will be able to speak. And the day of judgment has so many, times in it. Sometimes they will be talking. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will close the mouth. They will not be able to talk. That's why he says here, هَذَا يَوْمُ لَا يَنْتِقُونَ. Like in Surah 2, Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا هَمْسًا. He says, and every soul will be humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You hear nothing except al-hams. Hams means silent. Okay. They will not be able to speak. So in some places they will not talk, and in other places they will be able to speak. So he says, هَذَا يَوْمُ لَا يَنْتِقُونَ. These are some of the places where nobody will be able to talk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يُؤْذَنُ لَهُمْ فَيَعْتَذِرُونَ. And they will not be given permission, you know, for them to even place their excuses, because they already brought them completely in the dunya. So no excuses will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they already burnt all of the excuses. Why? Because Allah sent them the messengers and the prophets to explain to them what he wants precisely. And they have the book, even if they don't see the messenger, but they do have the book with them, they are supposed to reflect. But unfortunately, they did not. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يُؤْذَنُ لَهُمْ فَيَعْتَذِرُونَ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَيْذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. See that the situation which is bad, look at the situation of a person who rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. قَالَ تَعَالَى وَيْلٌ يَوْمَيْذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ جَمَعْنَاكُمْ وَالْأَوَّلِينَ. And this is يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ. الْفَصْلُ بَيْنَ الْعِبَادِ. The day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come and establish the real mahkam between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his creation, and between the creation and the creation. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question each and every one of us about what he created us for. And also he will decide the case between us. I harmed somebody, he harmed me. I offended somebody, he offended me. You know, I committed injustice. All of these are going to be brought back, and the decision is going to take place on the day of judgment. هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ جَمَعْنَاكُمْ وَالْأَوَّلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it's the day where we brought you back together with the previous nation. All of them, starting from Adam, starting from the first human being and the first jinn who was created. Everyone is going to come back to the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in kana lakum kaydun fakidun. If you have any reply, you should do it now. If you have any plot against me, then go ahead. SubhanAllah. What can they do? What can they do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in kana lakum kaydun fakidun. If you can run away, just run away. If you can plot and escape my punishment, just do it. If you can turn, throw away my decision, my decree, you should do it. Whatever you can do which can protect you from my punishment, just go ahead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ma'ashara al-jinn wal-insi, istata'tum an tanfudhu min aqtari as-samawati wal-ardi fanfudhu la tanfudhuna illa bisultan. If you have any way for you to escape the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, he said, do it. And nobody will be able to run away from his position except bisultan. What is that sultan? Religion, practicing the religion of Allah. That's the only thing that can save anyone who happened to be present on the day of judgment. And everyone has to be there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنْ كَالَ لَكُمْ كَيْدٌ فَكِيدُونَ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي ذِلَالٍ وَعُيُونَ. And verily, the righteous people will not be treated in this way. الْمُتَّقُونَ. These are the people who observe the taqwa. What is taqwa? To practice the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his book. And to maintain your istiqamah on this, you know, to believe in the sharia and to practice it according to the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked you to do, and to maintain this attitude patiently until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the taqwa. Yeah, this is the taqwa, the wasiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the first and the last generation. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ وَصَيْنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ إِيَّاكُمْ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. Right? Taqwa of Allah is to put between you and anything that you are afraid of, the fortress and the protection to protect you from it. Yeah, you don't want to go to hell, he put something to protect you from hell. And what is that thing? Religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the muttaqun, who are the actual contrary to the opposite of the previously mentioned people, right? The people of hell, the mukaddibun, right? So this one, they will be treated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different way. Allah says on that day, they will be not sharing the difficulty with the non-believers and the wrongdoers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Fi dhilalin, where are you?" They will be under the shade of the trees in Jannah. Those ones, they are also fi dhilal. But fi dhilal jahannam, tukhani jahannam. La yughni min al-lahm. But this one, fi dhilalin, where are you? When you hear the ayn, the river, you know, the spring, that means ni'mah is there. So they have the trees, a lot of trees, which give them a lot of shadows. And also at the same time, they have a lot of rivers, you know, according to their interests. And they have all types of trees. All types of trees. All types of fruits Allah SWT will give them. Whatever they desire of fruit is there, being provided for them in Jannah. Allah SWT says in Surah Al-Rahman, He says, every fruit you can imagine, and those which you don't even know about them, they do exist in Jannah. And bima kuntum ta'malun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you should go to paradise, enter the paradise and eat, you know, honey and in a very respectful way. And also, you know, with joy, you know, in a way it will make you satisfied. You know, it will make you satisfied. And all of these are given to you because of what you are doing on earth. Bima kuntum ta'malun is because of your action. And this one, if you remember last time we talked about a person not being able to buy Jannah with his action. You cannot buy Jannah with his action. But kulu washrabu haniyan bima kuntum ta'malun. Bima kuntum ta'malun is that you get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of your action. Right. Your action can earn you the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as far as value is concerned, you know, your action does not have the capacity and the value to buy Jannah. It's far greater than that. But you can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through them. In a way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let you enter the paradise, which you know, you cannot buy through your action. You get an idea? So, بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ صح أن يقال بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ أبي سبب أعمالكم. You go to Jannah because of your deed. Because your deed got you the mercy of Allah. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got you the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ وَفَوَاكِهَ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And this is how we reward the people of Ihsan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks about Jannah in Surah Al-Rahman, he talks about so many things. And the last thing he talks about, when he was describing the first group who will be given the best place in Jannah, he says, he says, فِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَةِ الطَّرْفِ لَمْ يَطْمِثْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَاءَ. He talks about the حُورُ الْعَيْنِ. Very, very extraordinary, beautiful woman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided in paradise. And the description that he gave, subhanAllah, Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about them is beyond the comprehension of human, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Is there any reward for ihsan? What is ihsan? أَنْ تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ إِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاهُ. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you see Him. If you don't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you. You get it? So that is ihsan. So the muhsinun, those people who perfected their righteousness and their deed, they're very sincere, dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them this Jannah, which we have heard some of the features of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the way we reward the Muhsin. Therefore, we have to make sure that we know what Ihsan means and join the party of Ihsan so that we can get this thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them, the muhsinun. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the reward for the righteous people. Waylun yawmaydhin lil mukadhdhibin. But on the same day, don't forget, the real punishment is going to be given, you know, to those people who rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What they will get, you know, on the contrary, Allah says, "Kulu wa tamattau qalila." In this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, you eat and enjoy life, but qalila, very little. You know, after a few days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take you off. You will not live longer in this life. You will have just a few days to live, few years to live, and then you will be going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, after that, on the day of judgment, they will face the consequences. So they have a very short life here, but on the day of judgment, they will not have any food to eat. Okay? وَتَمَتَّعُوا قَلِيلًا إِنَّكُمْ مُجْرِمُونَ. You know, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he brings them, you know, they live here a very short life, مُدَّ قَصِيرًا, and then they will be taken to the hereafter. On the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are criminals. المجرم هو الصاحب المرتكب الجرائم. Criminal, the sinner, the one who is committing sin, whether it is kufr, shirk, or the minor shirk, or the normal sins, whether it is major or minor sins. So those ones, if Allah wants to take them to hell, he will tell them, "Kulu wa tamattu'u qalilan innakum mujrimun." I mean, you spend your life in this dunya, but on the day of judgment, you will be taken to hell as a mujrim, somebody who is a criminal. As a criminal, you will be taken to hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kulu wa tamattu'u qalilan innakum mujrimun wa ilin yawma idil mukadhibin." That's why in some places said, "Numatjahum qalilan, thumma nattarruhum ila adabin qalid, or ila adabin qalid." We are going to give them a short life. You know? We're going to give them the ni'mah in this short life, but then nattarruhum ila adabin qalid. On the day of judgment, we would drag them by force to very severe punishment. Wailun yawmaydhin lil mukadhibin. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna alladhina yaftaruna 'ala Allahi al-kadhiba la yuflihun mata'un qalilun thumma ma'wahum jahannam." Those people who are, I mean, attributing lies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la yuflihun, they will never succeed in this life. Mata'un qalilun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let them live a very short period of time, but then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take them to jahannam wa liyadhu billah. Why are they taken to jahannam? Allah says, "Wa idha qila lahum irka'u la yarka'un." When they were advised and they were told to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't pray, they don't fast, they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the reason why they are punished. And this also confirmed the fact that the non-believers also are required to practice the Sharia. They have to do the condition first, which is Iman first, for the activities to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they're also required to practice every single act of worship in the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If not, then the punishment is going to be multiplied. قَالَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ ارْكَعُوا لَا يَرْكَعُونَ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Whenever somebody told them to pray to Allah, they disagree. They don't want to be among the Muslim. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. So after the Quran, what else? If a person is rejecting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what could possibly be accepted by that person? When a person rejected the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what could possibly be accepted by that person? Because this beautiful statement of Allah, this excellent, this perfect statement of Allah, it is not that interesting to him in the way he rejected it. So how is it possible for you to see that person accepting any other statement? So that's the end of Surah Al-Mursalat. And this is the end of what we plan to do, right? To study the Juz Tabarak. And Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see this day was supposed to finish in Ramadan. Yeah. And now 4 months left to the other Ramadan, right? Almost one year. But at least we keep our word, right? So I hope we make somebody happy who brought this suggestion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward her and all of us. إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ جَمِيلٍ كَفِيرٍ. And I guess the agreement is we go back to Ad-Dawa, but partially, right? Yeah, we should continue with the Quran, but one day for Quran and one day for Ad-Dawa. So which day will be with the Da and which day with the Dawa?
Monday would be this year.
كلهم الداء والدواء. Right. So Monday will be tafsir. Don't you make Monday since we just finished tafsir now? Or you want Monday tafsir and then that Thursday? So on Monday, inshallah, we'll be dealing with, every Monday will be tafsir, yeah? And what do? We go back to Fatiha. Mm-hmm. Or we continue like this, and then go back.
Inshallah, then we go to Baqarah.
What do you think, we just go to Baqarah and come?
What do they say?
Yeah, since we are going, yeah, I'm just saying, since we are going to... And since we are going to Baqarah, then let's just start our journey. Because maybe by the time we reach Surah Amma, Abdul Rahman became, he has like, Ahfad al-Ahfad, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think? Or you want us to continue until then?
What do you want? But can I was people? Thinking if we do Amma, and then we go back to Baqarah, and then we start.
Okay. Any opinion from the people behind the screen? Share from the chat. Who wants to go back to Baqarah? Mm-hmm. And who wants to keep going until Juz'u Amma, and then we come back to Baqarah? This is the election in the Jama'at al-Baqarah or Jama'at al-Amma? Everyone is going to Fu'amma. So, I think Amma already won, right?
Yeah.
So we lost the election. Okay, we have Abdul Rahman won the election here. So, inshallah, then we continue. So the next is Amma Yassalun until we reach Nas, and then we go back to Fatiha, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring good. So let's exercise our right with question and answers. We have a lot of time. Hopefully we'll finish by 6:30. Inshallah.
Yeah, today we can.
Yeah.
Wait, inshallah. The first question is by Umrayyan. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Assalamu alaikum.
What would be the best way for women to do da'wah in order to fulfill their obligation of doing so? Are we supposed to be knocking on doors so that the word is reaching the people?
Not necessary. Giving the dawah within her circles, visiting people. She's in the university, also give dawah in that place. Wherever she can give the dawah, not necessarily going to the house, unless if these houses are accommodated by sisters. Okay? Then she goes. Other than that, that should be the job of the brothers to go to the houses and to go to the street. Yeah. But subhanAllah, the dimension of the da'wah is so big, you know. You don't need to do all of these things. Within the friends, within the circles in the universities, within the communities, you know, meeting people wherever they meet them, you know. So the door is open. You know? Yeah. No need to go to the doors, no need to go to the street and stay, and also do other mahdurat. We don't need all of this. So everyone should give down according to his ability and capability. In a way, it will not violate the laws of the Sharia. Allah grant us good. Tawfiq.
Question by Brother Abu Bakr. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Is it okay to sleep after when one is in need? Or not? I'm not sure if I understand the question.
Wow.
Maybe we can wait for him to
explain.
Maybe, Sheikh. There are some questions from the previous classes that you missed.
Allah, Mameen.
ما نعم شيخ. There is a question by Umm Rayyan. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Lately, there have been a couple of people who are known to practice and promote practices like Mawlid and Tahleel, etc. But they seem to have died with Husnul Khatimah in sujood or praying or reciting the Quran. My friend is using this to explain that perhaps we should be more lenient in this subject matter with regards to bid'ah. What's the stance on this?
All of these will not justify the actions that are done in the wrong way. First of all, Husnul Khatimah is based on our expectation that somebody is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, somebody who whose Khatimah is perfect. You get the idea. We don't conclude and say that this person is going to Jannah, this person is going to hell. We don't know. Even if a person says La ilaha illallah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Dakhala Jannah." He will go to Jannah. Wa in asabahu qabla dhalika ma asabahu. Even if he is, he went to hell, you know, before he goes to Jannah. But at the end of the day, he will end up going to Jannah. Get an idea. So we have to understand this correctly. The wajib is to follow the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam precisely, and not to go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to innovate. Yeah, when you see an innovator doing something and also he died in that situation, we leave him with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why exaggeration in your refutation is wrong Islamically. Yeah, you have to be moderate. Moderation means you tell people what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and you reject what is not part of the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't tolerate it, but at the same time you leave the people with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to judge them in the way he wants. You find a lot of mentions concerning this matter, you know, in the books written by Sheikh Islam bin Taymiyyah, you know, many of these people who are doing this, and some of them, they have, you know, the way they died, and, you know, who knows, you have a good expectation for him to be shown a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. And also, don't forget, you know, these are some angles that somebody is weak. Other part of his life also might be so excellent doing things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, but he has weaknesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaghfiru adh-dhunub. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins. So when it comes to the ma'al, we don't comment about what a person should be receiving from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not our job. You get it? What a person is going to receive. As long as he's Muslim, our job is to keep quiet. You know? When he reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't know what happens to him. So my job, your job, is to practice the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to restrict ourselves to that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks us to do, and to restrict ourselves to that, to practice in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to do. That is my job, and that is the job of everyone. You get an idea. If somebody is not doing that, we remind him, we advise him, we tell him to fix his attitude, to fix his manners. When he dies, we leave him with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't make comment. We don't say that he used to commit innovation and now he's going to face consequences, which is really bad. How do you know? How do you know? This is not my job, this is not your job. My job is to remind him that this thing that you're doing is wrong, is innovation. This thing that you're doing is haram. But what happens to him when he dies? This is not my job. You know, how did he die when he died? Making comment on the way he died, this is not my job. So we leave it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he dies as a Muslim, even if he has some innovations, according to the Aqidah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we are still permitted to say, Allah arhamu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show mercy upon him and forgive his sin. When we show that this person died as a Muslim, we're supposed to walk with the zahir, right? So please do take this principle correctly. Our job is to remind people. Our job is to advise them. Our job is to guide them. You know, our job is to tell them this is wrong, this is right, and to make sure that they follow the correct one and they stay away from innovation. But when they die, we leave them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant us good.
Sheikh, a question by Uzair. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. He wanted to ask about the ayah. قَالَ فَصُرْتُ بِمَا لَمْ يَبْصُرُ بِهِ فَقَبَطُ قَبَطَةً مِنْ أَثَرِ الرَّسُولِ فَنَبَثْتُهَا وَكَذَلِكَ سَوَلَمْ فِي نَفْسِ. He says in خَلَفْ عَنْ حَمْزَة, the narration is, قَالَ فَصُرْتُ بِمَا لَمْ تبصر به الى اخر الايه. So wouldn't Musa alayhi salam be able to see the athar of the messenger?
Musa was not around at the same at that time I was there. And that Samiri is talking about what happened. How did he manage to tell people to worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the cow? Musa was not there. Now Musa was asking him to explain what he said he saw what they did not see. Do you get the idea? So he's explaining to them the reason why he motivated and influenced people to worship the cow because he saw what they did not see. Get it? So Musa was not even there in the picture. And he wasn't talking in the presence of Harun. Yeah. Harun saw them worshiping the cow and he told them not to do that. But they follow the Samiri. And Samiri knows whom to invite. Of course, he will not go to Harun alayhi salam.
Question by Sister Lubna. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh.
Is it correct that old houses where no one lives anymore should be opened every now and then? And
should be?
Should be opened from time to time.
So that the jinn will go out.
Yeah, and have the Quran recited so that the jinn don't take
it. No.
Right.
Let me do that. But a person who has a house should visit his house, because the more you go, the less possibility of house being occupied by the jinns. But they don't come to the house usually if people are already living there. But deserted houses, this is when they... Yeah. But to say that, you have to keep on opening the house and reading Quran in it. I don't know this to be part of the Sunnah.
Question by
Yukiko.
Assalamu Sheikh, how do we know that our deeds are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
My job and your job and the job of everyone is to make sure we're doing it correctly, sincerely for the sake of Allah, and also we do it according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the focus. As for the acceptance, we leave it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, there is no way for you to know whether it is accepted or not. Yeah, unless you live in the time of Rasulullah, you can ask him, Rasulullah, please ask Allah whether he accepted or not. But other than that, you will just distract yourself if you keep on dwelling on this. So just make sure that you are doing it correctly. You do it for Allah, and you do it also according to the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Question by Sister Safiya. How do we advise someone who is a non-mahram and is doing something wrong?
A mahram doing something wrong. The best is if you can have somebody to talk to. Best is to have somebody to talk to. That's the best. If not, then you can write.
Email.
Write on a paper. Send it to him. Email might open another. As the first one goes, and the second one will be request.
Thank you for your...
Yeah, very big thank you. So I will propose writing. But if you really need to know, and this person is going to go astray and nobody's explaining to him, then she can explain to him. Can use anyway, even talking to him. Moderate way, but she has to observe their sharia, lowering the gaze and also talking in a way it is acceptable, and the way it will provoke the desire of the one that she's speaking to. Not be to find the word, just normal talk. It's okay. Yes, so
much. Yeah, I think that's all. There's no questions anymore.
That's the shortest class. You know, sometimes with the class already begin at 6 something.
Today, that's the short.
6:15.
We broke record.
So if there is no any other question, then we will close the class, inshallah.
By Brother Abdul Wahid. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Assalamu
If after Salat al-Istikhara we recite the dua, do we need to praise Allah and Rasulullah in the dua?
When you're doing, because this thing has to come at the last part of your prayer, you already did the Salat, the Prophet Sallallahu. You finish Salat for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Istikhara. You also finish all of your dua and then you go for Istikhara. That's the best time to make the dua, the istikhara dua, right, before you finish your prayer. Yeah, anything that is important to a person, which you don't know whether it's good or bad for you. Yeah, but things which you are sure it is good, like ibadat, act of worship. This one you're 100% sure. That mu'amalat matters, this one you're not sure. So as long as it is important to you, whether it is important to me or not important to me, it doesn't matter. You, is it important to you? Yes, it's important. It's good to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose for you the best. Your istikhara on simple things might be more valuable than the one who's doing istikhara only on big things. Because you are showing to Allah that even in these simple things, you need His involvement to choose from. Allah grant us good interview.
Sheikh, we got a question by Sister Tisha. Can we hold the Quran with translation without wudu?
Yes, inshallah. The one who is in state of height, the one who is having no wudu, they can hold Quran without with the translation.
Question by Marian, Sheikh, how to do istikhara when someone is on their menses and they cannot wait till after the thing is clear?
There is other dua. They can just use the same thing, same concept, using their own language or in Arabic. Sit down, raise up their hand and say, Ya Allah, this thing, I don't know the consequence. I'm confused. Ya Allah, if it is good for me in my religion and my dunya, my life and my death, Ya Allah, make it, let it happen. And make it easy for me. If it is not good for me, Ya Allah, take it away from me and don't let me think about it. That's it. They can't pray, but they can sit down and make the same dua, the same meaning, you know, sit down and make something in the same picture. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make salah on the Prophet subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then just ask normal dua. Ya Allah, this thing, if it is good for me, give me. Because the content of istikhara, it is not only to be practiced in the salah. I can just take the meaning and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay? It's very fine. I cannot just, the only thing I cannot do, I cannot say this way is the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked us to. If I want to do it the way he asked, then I should pray first and then I do the istikhara. But can I use the same dua to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for instance, a sister who cannot pray, and she is really in need of making a decision, what can she do? Yeah, right. So just sit down and make the dua. So I prefer she just prays Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do a lot of tasbih, la ilaha illallah, you know, and also say the salah on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do istighfar. Now, after this istighfar, then, Ya Allah, if this is good for me in my dunya, in my life, and akhirah, Ya Allah, let it happen. Ya Allah, if it is not good for me, Ya Allah, take it away from me. And then, whenever she feels comfortable, just go with it. Inshallah.
Pray, inshallah.
Yeah, the Quran, right?
Yeah.
So one who is in a state of menses and the one who is in a state of nifas after delivery, they can all hold the tafsir. Tafsir or translation, English translation, Malay translation, Urdu translation, Hausa, whatever translation, they can hold it and read. The only thing is, when they open the thing, in some of the translation, especially the English and other languages, you see the text here in the box. Yeah, they shouldn't touch the box. The Arabic text, yeah. And I don't think they should worry. You know? They just hold this. There is nothing in there at the side. They just hold this and turn. And nowadays, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for us. Just use the app. The app, even this one, you know. This one is a complete Quran, no translation. Yeah, she can use it and she can touch because the IT people told us that you're not touching the Quran, you're just touching the screen. Yeah, that's true, you know. So she can use this to go around. You know? She can use the complete Quran, the Arabic one. You know? Wallahi, that's ni'mah from Allah, big ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the sisters before anyone. You know? You know, because many, many sisters are asking this question, how can we read Quran in that time? You know? So sometimes, imagine, for 2 weeks, she doesn't see the purity. She's supposed to stay away from the Quran for 2 weeks. That's why the opinion of the scholars, which says that a sister can touch the Quran and can read Quran even in the time of the menses, this is the best opinion. I have no doubt that this is the correct opinion. But she can read Quran. She can read the whole Quran, actually, if she's in the state of menses. The only thing she cannot do, which the Sunnah supports this opinion, to touch the Quran, the Arabic text. She can use the English translation, you know, or the tafsir like this. Yeah, she can use it and open and read the verses, right? Yeah. I want no problem with that issue. Okay, thank you very much. I guess if there is no question, then we stop here, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good and tawfiq and be with us wherever we are. Innahu bi kulli jameelin kafeel. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Aman, I go out.
Hey, we have a dog. Are you coming to the event? Yes.